It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we talk property, as you know, 7 days a week, as heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. And the weekend has come and gone, back into another dreaded Monday. Monday the 6th today. And if you've recently bought a property, you have probably, as part of your due diligence, had a building and pest inspection done. If you haven't, it might be a case of, nah, don't need that. It looks solid enough. And how many times has the wife or the partner said, you know, we really do need to get those checked off? And the response has come back, nah, it looks good. Then the man knocks the wall with his knuckles. See? Solid as. But that might be a bit of a mistake, and I might be oversimplifying it, but you've got to be extremely careful when it comes to building reports and pest reports. However, there could be another argument in this whole sort of discussion around getting this done, and that is the shortage of private inspectors in New South Wales and Queensland, probably right across the country. Have you experienced that? Well, we're going to get a bit of a sense of what is going on with Nick Miladicek from Compliance Building Reports, and Nick is on the line joining us this morning, and good morning to you, Nick. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having us today. Really appreciate it.
So how common is that? You've heard that where the bloke says, nah, solid as, mate.
Yeah, we do hear that quite a lot, actually. People move into a property and then at times it's too late. They've bought a property and they've found issues that they weren't aware of. And they generally give us a call when they've found something that doesn't look right, doesn't feel right, and then we get out and confirm that they've got some issues, whether it's with the building structure or with termite issues.
And what about the shortage? Is that a fair comment that there is a bit of a shortage for inspectors around the country?
Well, we do a couple of different types of inspections, and one of them is the pre-purchase side. There are a lot of inspectors around. However, we're not a regulated industry, so you're really wanting to find someone that's tertiary qualified. The timber pest side, you must have a minimum requirement qualification for that. And during new home construction inspections, I feel that there is a shortage of good quality inspectors out there.
Now, you were telling me off air that you've been doing it for some time and you've got into this whole social media and it's kind of blown up for you on TikTok. So perhaps just for the listeners, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, been inspecting 19 years. We didn't have Instagram and TikTok and YouTube back then. About 12 months ago, we started posting on Instagram and TikTok really took off, where we were receiving, hundreds of thousands and millions of views on some of our videos. And just recently, Instagram, we've gained about 40,000 followers in the last 6 weeks. So it's been quite incredible.
Well, that's great in terms of your social media blowing up, and it's a bit of a two-person operation because you've got your wife, Lazarella, who is helping in the background with all of that.
Yes, she has been phenomenal. She's put in and invested hundreds of hours posting videos and including all of the content and hashtags, etc. I mean, I take all of the footage. I obviously narrate the videos, but behind the scenes, she's actually been the engine and the reason for the huge success online on the socials.
Well, that's good. So she's doing a great job. Keep that going because those numbers are pretty impressive. Now, when you find the flaws in residential construction, the common reaction is to blame the builders. And that's probably fair enough in the sense that they are the ones that are overall responsible. But boy, there are so many subcontractors that sort of make up that pie to build a house. It's very easy to sort of jump to that sort of straight away and say, this is a builder's problem.
Absolutely, Craig. Builder does assume full responsibility for what they build. And there are dozens of different contractors that are on site to complete a home. And it is very easy to belt a builder over the head. However, we do have a huge shortage of good quality trades in various industries. And in addition to that, supervision, I say, is the key in any job. Lack of supervision equals problems. And if we can get the supervision side of things improved, and obviously getting more young people into the building game, I think we can improve the situation incredibly easily. And I don't think it will be too hard to do that.
And contracts are quite interesting because everybody wants to move into their new home as fast as possible. They don't want any delays. You know, you've got those penalties that are written into contracts in terms of the time scale. However, one of the downsides to that in terms of rushing a build is some of the substandard outcomes that jeopardize buyer satisfaction and building profitability, probably. And that's something that you may or may not come across.
Yeah, look, and I guess the easy way to eliminate a rush job is having an inspection, finding a good inspector out there, do your due diligence, find the right person to overlook your home before you hand over with your builder and make that final payment. We do pre-final and post-final inspections, so we'll come out and find all of the building faults and defects and quality of workmanship issues, and then we'll tell the client to bring us and engage us back to come and do a post-final, which is still prior to handover taking place. We'll come and verify that everything's been fixed, and it's also been fixed in accordance with all of the building code standards and tolerances. So there is a way around it, and it's just awareness, I think.
Yeah. Well, here's a couple of things that I want to talk about. Your home insurance will not cover you for damage caused by termites. That's the first thing I'll get you to comment on, because a lot of people sort of overlook that. And statistics show approximately 1 in 3 homes across Australia will be at some stage attacked by termites.
Yes, Craig. And having a pre-purchase inspection greatly reduces the chance of someone buying a property that is riddled with termites or termite damage. And again, it comes down to finding a good quality building and timber pest inspector that knows what they're doing, knows what they're looking for, has exceptional experience and qualifications behind them. And then you can go ahead and purchase a property knowing with confidence that you've selected a really good property for you and your family. And insurance doesn't cover termite damage. So it is important to have an inspection prior to purchasing, and then having a 12-monthly timber pest inspection, which we must recommend as timber pest inspectors.
You know, the other thing too in all of this is brick veneers. Now, people can look at a building and go, well, it's a brick home or it's a brick veneer. Great, you know, there's not going to be an issue there with termites. But of course, as we know, there is a timber frame in the cavity behind the wall, and that's the problem right there.
Absolutely, Craig. A brick veneer home, it's a brick home. There's no timber here. However, you're absolutely right. There is a timber frame in the cavity. You've got your brick skin cavity and then your timber frame, and then internally is lined with plaster. So termites eat timber. So if it is a home that is on a timber floor or concrete stumps or piers, termites can actually eat the flooring members. So the bearers, the joists, the timber flooring, as well as the wall framing, and then the roof framing members. So absolutely spot on there, mate.
What about in terms of where there's been some work carried out for termites? Because this is a bit of a grey area. It hasn't been reported through the real estate company that is selling a property. There's clear evidence once you get an inspector in and they say, well, this has had work carried out. Where it gets tricky, I guess, is if it is a one-owner home, so there's only one person that's carried that out, and it is the only owner of that property, but they were purporting that everything's fine. That's a real problem, isn't it?
That is a really good point there, Craig, because when we come out to do an inspection, A real estate agent specializes in valuing and selling property, and a homeowner may not have any type of qualifications in building or timber pest management, and they're not the experts. So some vendors may be aware and have tried to attempt to cover up some sort of termite or timber pest damage and activity, and others may not be aware at all that they've got a problem. And again, that's the importance of having an inspection. It would be nice, and you would like to think that someone that has a termite damaged home or even has a structural issue, that they do report that to the agent, and then the agent can then allow potential purchasers of that property to be aware that the property may have some issues. However, recommend them to then do their due diligence and have an inspection. And I guess at the end of the day, it's buyer beware. Most people understand that they have an option of having a building and a timber pest inspection prior to purchasing the home. Again, if you're looking at buying a home, go spend the money and get your inspections, because it could save you the heartbreak.
Yeah, we had this terrible situation that was reported on, this couple that bought a property. The ultimate problem was that it was completely infested with termites and they had to rip the house down.
Yeah, well, look, in severe cases, homes do need to be partially or fully demolished, depending on what state you live in Australia. The different species of termites vary.
And just before I let you go, what's the most interesting thing in the years that you've been doing this that you've found in the cavity? Is there a story that, you know, you've got into the cavity and you've gone, wow? Is there anything that you can share with us that's a little bit unusual?
Well, look, getting into the roof space, being a timber pest inspector, you're trained to always tap the timbers around and in a very close proximity to where you're moving, because if you do step on a piece of termite damaged timber, you could fall through the ceiling. So I was tapping inside a roof cavity, and unfortunately, my foot nearly went straight through the ceiling of the property because there was termite damage 360 degrees around me. And luckily enough, I didn't move and proceed forward because I'd tapped in front of me. But just as I was about to put my foot down, I realized that this whole ceiling joist had been completely eaten out, and I could have easily gone through that ceiling. So a bit of a scary situation, because you don't want to be falling through a ceiling. But that is probably one of the scarier incidences that I've had. But it just shows how much damage termites can cause, and they can get into the roof cavity quite easily.
As can snakes.
I've heard horror stories with snakes, but
yeah,
it's pythons and they're not venomous.
All right. Well, that kind of wraps us up for today. But a lot of great information there, Nick. And thanks very much for coming on to the Real Estate Podcast this morning and just to sort of highlighting all of those notes, those bullet points. And people, if you are buying a property, make sure that you adhere to all of those inspections. Hey, have a great Monday.
Thanks, Craig. Have an awesome Monday. Thanks a lot for having us.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews. Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
The RBA can be patient. They know that their actions do take, you know, 12 months to 2 years to sort of have an impact.
And the biggest factors that we see determining the kind of rate of growth that you're getting across the market depends on value. So like I say, relatively cheap markets like Perth and Adelaide are seeing the strongest growth at the moment.
Yes, there is the odd gem, particularly more so in New South Wales on the other side of the fence in Tweed Heads. You can still find the odd property under 500. They are very, very rare to come by.
You're already under the pump, and this just sort of adding to that pressure cooker.
And the reasons for why it is so challenging is because there has been a lack of long-term population-based planning for how much housing we need.
They're still paying 50% of their income, 54% of their income on rent, and that's a low income. It's just completely unsustainable.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.